Welcome to Mindfulness for Sales Professionals. I'm Joy Raines.
And I'm Bill Raines.
And we're here to help you increase sales the mindful way.
Let's get started. Today we're talking about bringing mindfulness to your sales presentation. When you're in front of your customer, how do you use those moments to be persuasive?
Excellent. We've spent a lot of time on mindful listening and just listening to your customer with an open mind. But once you understand your customer's needs, it's important to present the features and benefits of your product as they relate to those needs. And it's important to present those in a compelling manner.
Features and benefits are kind of the core bedrock of a presentation. So you use the mindfulness skills during your presentation to make something exciting.
Right. And you can make it exciting with your energy level, with your enthusiasm for what your product can do for your customer. You know, I think of it like a play. And each time the performer gets out there, they have to begin anew. It's a new audience.
So just like the actor, some sales organizations will give their salespeople their spiel or a script to present products. So I know, Joy, you have a story about that from your previous early selling career.
Yes, my very early selling career. Actually, I was 16 years old when I got my first sales job, and I sat in a big room with lots of other high school students and college students and retirees, and we were given a script to sell appointments for salesmen to make home visits and sell land in the Poconos. And it was my second night at the job, and I was reading my script to the person I called, and he said, "Wait a minute, honey, just wait a minute. How long have you been doing this job?" And I said, "Well, it's my second night." And he said, "I can tell. You're reading that script, and you're not putting any of your own energy into it or authenticity, and let's take it from the top and I'll guide you through it so it sounds great."
So that prospective customer turned into your director.
Yes, he did. And it was a lesson I've never forgotten, because again, even though the salesperson may have stated the features and benefits hundreds of times, it's always good to begin anew with each customer.
Great information. It's important to be involved and excited with your presentation.
Right. So as we wrap up, we're going to do a meditation to help clear your mind and realize each moment is another time to begin anew.
If you like our podcast, please tell your friends.
And please subscribe and stay tuned for the meditation coming up next. And please don't listen to this meditation while you're driving or doing anything else that requires your full attention. This meditation is designed to help train your mind to realize that no matter what you're doing, each moment gives you another opportunity to begin anew. And we'll do this training by focusing on the breath. So to begin this meditation, please take a comfortable seat with your head and your neck aligned with your spinal column, and without changing the position of your head or your neck, gently lower your eyelids to a soft gaze or a full close. And just for a moment, notice that you're breathing. You may want to notice the coolness of the air as you breathe in, and its warmth as you breathe out. And whenever a thought distracts you from your breath, gently bring your attention back to your breath and begin anew. You may want to notice your chest rising and falling with each inhale and exhale. And you can even silently say to yourself, rising, falling, to help support this experience. Every breath gives you a new opportunity to begin anew. And know that you can pause at any time throughout the day and bring your attention just to one breath as a reminder that every moment is a new moment and each breath gives you a new opportunity to begin anew.